Challenge accepted.
All right, welcome to another episode of Pick Johnny's Brain, where climbers like you send in their questions, music business questions, marketing questions, promo questions, touring questions, etc., to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. And then put Pick Johnny's Brain in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And I'll read them on the air. We want to make sure that we are constantly inside the conversation that's going on inside your head. We want to be a part of that conversation. So today, actually, I'm taking a little artistic license here. I didn't get a question on this, but there's been so much happening. You're not going to believe what's going on in the music industry. It's all benefiting you. And some of this stuff is major label news, but it also benefits you because it is a barometer of what is really going on in the entire industry. Okay. So before that, hey, we're available for consultations, guys. Just send it an email to info@daredevilproduction.com. Put consultation in the subject line. We do charge for that because it is my time, which is very valuable. But a lot of times you need one-on-one. You need to know what your assets are, what your pluses are, what your minuses are, and how to connect the dots on this to make this make sense for you, okay? So with that in mind, and once again, it's info@daredevilproduction.com, put consultation in the subject line, and we'll get something on the books for you, okay? So guys, there's a lot going on. The leverage continues to shift to the artists in the record business, whether they're indie artists or major label artists, and labels are continuing to have to shift their business plan and play ball with you. A prime example is, you remember when we spoke a while back, you probably heard it on multiple episodes if you're a regular climber, when Sony in 2018 sold their stock in Spotify. They had a billion-dollar windfall, and they had a press release that they crafted that came out shortly afterward and said they were going to share some of that revenue with their artists. Now, that's a big deal because why the benevolence, right? This is, I'm not saying Sony's bad people or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, but labels just never had to do that before. That's not in anybody's contract. They were certainly every single label at the time, the whole music industry was having hard times, and they were not in a position to be giving away any money they didn't need to give away. But so why? Why would they do something like that? Well, because they realize that they need to continue to create more partnerships with the artist. And this is absolutely huge. Why is that? Because whoever owns the traffic rules the road. Now, the labels prior to this whole revolution that we're in the middle of own the traffic. You couldn't get on the radio without a record deal. And once you had a record deal, then it was even hard to get on the radio. You needed to get on the radio. But they were the gateway keepers to giving you the capital you needed to record a record and to get you on the radio. So therefore, they were the gatekeepers to the traffic to your artist brand. That is not the case anymore. And in fact, they're so out of leverage because the digital service providers and the artists know who their customers are and the labels don't, which is a problem. They still don't. Okay. And that's an issue. Think about it. Hollywood does, right? Because if you like Friends, then you subscribe to NBC. NBC's got your name, email address, credit card number. They know who you are. They know what you like. So that's not the case in the record industry yet. It will be, but it's not the case yet. Okay. So, whew. Next thing, free market at work. A week after that Sony press release in 2018, one of the biggest or most significant indie labels released a press release saying, hey, we sold our stock in Spotify too, and we made $130 million, and we're going to give 47% of that to our artists. 47% of $130 million to our artists, and no recoup will be applied, or hardly any recoup will be applied. So everybody just got a check for playing the home game. That's called partnerships. That's called JVs, joint ventures. Okay. These are labels that are beginning to say, hey, we're going to have to do this together. We can't be the master anymore and determine what you're going to do because you can do it without us. Okay. So want some more proof? Here we go. This is super exciting. Sony just released a new press release this week that came out. Sony announced a new program initiative called Artists Forward. And this is where they are going to be working more with creators to give them whatever they need to generate the revenue that they need to move forward. And it is a monetary system that will allow artists to tap into advances on their revenue at any given time. Like, you can do it on a monthly basis. If you have a signed deal, you can tap into this. Again, if you're thinking, oh, I don't have a deal, so why does this matter to me? This is a business model that a lot of other labels will begin to adapt. Okay, so this does matter to you. And the only reason it's happening is because they need to become more valuable to you, the artist, okay? To you, the songwriter. The other part of this is the unrecouped balance program at Sony, where artists that qualify, basically, if you're signed before 2000, they're going to wipe out all the unrecouped balances. It's going to wipe the slate clean so the artists can make more money and move forward. I got a lot of thoughts about that. I'm not going to talk about it today, but that's fascinating, right? Don't worry about the money you owe us. Let's just continue to move forward and make money is what that says to me. And that is a huge deal. So Sony in this press release announces the Artists Forward initiative. They're going to wipe away unrecouped balances for artists that qualify that have been there since before 2000. And they're creating a methodology where you can go tap into your money and improve your cash flow at will, essentially. Okay. Rather than having to wait for that big check to come in after everything's done, hey, we're going to make this easier for you to move money back and forth so that you can do what you need to do. This is huge. This is like an ATM machine at Sony for creators who are generating revenue. Then second big article that came out, I'm going to put links to all these articles in the show notes. I recommend that you read them. Sonosuite just announced the white label distribution program. So what does white label mean? White label means that any record label or any company, any publishing company can come in and essentially become a distributor and put their name on it, right? So white label is like blank label. And it just says, hey, we're going to, you know, we're Joe Blow Records over here and BFE Michigan, and we want to become a distributor too. Okay, you can do that. Here's how you do it. And we've got all the infrastructure, and so you can set it up and be able to monitor all the funds, all the revenues, pay them out, accept the money, pay out the bills, and do all that and create all that data and have all those relationships that distributors have and do it on your own and become, and making it easier for anybody to become an indie label and making it easier for all indie labels to have complete control over all of their intellectual property. That is absolutely a mind blow. And by the way, spoiler alert, keep your ear to the ground because we are going to have a huge episode about this this summer. I don't have an exact date yet, but there's some software that I've been a part of to help create, and this will benefit you exactly. It's going to help artists like you be able to have all your ducks in a row when it comes to submitting a song for sync and making it instantly monetizable, okay, so that they get what they need on the sync side. There's a lot of information that has to go with it, and this software essentially makes it super easy for you. And guess what? It's a song-by-song charge to use the software, and it's super, super, super inexpensive. You're going to freak when you find out how inexpensive it is. So you can make sure that all your songs are ready to go. Should you get the nod to get synced, you're not going to be denied after you get the nod because you don't have your back end together on the songs. This software takes care of it all and makes it super easy. We're going to talk about that in hopefully here in the next month, okay? But it'll be sometime this summer for sure. And then finally, Bob Lefsetz podcast interviews, if you've been paying attention to any of the music trades, Merck Mercuriatus and the Hypnosis Song Fund is probably one of the hottest companies in the whole music industry right now worldwide. They are so far $2.5 billion in to paying for music catalogs. And they're buying up catalogs from artists like Shakira, L.A. Reid, Nikki Sixx, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, Neil Sean from Journey, Mark Ronson, you know, he did Uptown Funk, and Chris Cornell, Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, Neil Young. They have half of Neil Young's catalog. These artists are selling these catalogs to Merck Mercuriatis and the Hypnosis Song Fund. Why? Because, and this is going to make your eyes glaze over a little bit, but this is huge, guys, because he sees that with the advent of music streaming and the accessibility to music, that it can become an asset. I think I told you guys a while back, I was interviewed by a company called Royalty Exchange on their podcast, and they do the exact same thing. It's just on a smaller basis for artists like you. So you need to know about Hypnosis Song Fund. You need to know about Royalty Exchange, because what they're doing is they are in the way that...
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Wall Street is able to create money and add value to companies like, let's say, General Electric. What are they betting on with stock? They're betting on dependable cash flow. They're betting on growth. They're betting on a company being able to deliver in terms of cash flow and assets the way that they say they're going to deliver. Okay. Well, now, for the first time ever, music catalogs can do the same thing. Now, music catalogs have always been very lucrative for record labels. However, now they're even more lucrative, okay? And how lucrative? I remember when Aerosmith came back from the dead in the 80s. They used to be on Columbia Records throughout the 70s. Then they got really messed up and kind of fell off the face of the earth. And Steven Tyler left the band. Joe Perry left the band, did the Joe Perry Project. And then it was John Kolodner over at Geffen Records who got them back together, got them sober. And they put out those big 80s records. Well, they had signed a 4-record deal with Geffen, and after Pump came out, which was the second of the 4 records, Columbia signed them to a $30 million record deal. $30 million. I think that I want to say that $8 million of it was guaranteed. Don't quote me on that. And I remember freaking out because they still had to fulfill their record contract with Geffen. So they had 2 more records with Geffen. You had rumors about some of the guys in the band falling off the wagon. I mean, they were dealing with opiates. You don't know who's going to live, who's going to die. I mean, I just thought this is so risky. And they're going to sign them to a $30 million record deal with $8 million guaranteed. when they still have two more records to go at another label, and you're going to wait in line for that and secure that? Why would they do that? The answer is the catalog, because Aerosmith's catalog, all those classic Aerosmith hits, Walk This Way, Sweet Emotion, etc., those were owned by Columbia, and that deal was coming up where the publishing was going to revert back to the band. So the reality was, from the label perspective at Columbia, I'm just talking about a business perspective, I'm not talking about a personal perspective, but from a business perspective, they didn't care what happened to the band. They secured the publishing and the catalog because that was going to continue to make money. Now, in the normal world prior to streaming, a good friend of mine worked over at Columbia and was in the licensing department. Aerosmith, just to give you an idea of the kind of money that the catalog like that can generate from a band like that, you have, and this does apply to you, the indie artist, okay? But they would, When Just Push Play came out, if you remember, there was a Dodge commercial that had Just Push Play in it. This is not a classic Aerosmith song. I don't even know if it was a big hit for them. I think there was bigger hits on that record. But they used Just Push Play. Dodge did. They licensed it for 1 year, and the fee on that was $1.8 million, plus each guy in Aerosmith got a free car from Dodge, and they got to choose what they wanted, any car they wanted. That's the kind of money. That's one commercial. Now, can you imagine if it was Sweet Emotion, which Nissan used, I believe, or if it was Walk This Way or one of the classic hits? That's going to be worth even more money. And then you talk about like movie placements and stuff like that. So these catalogs make boatloads of money, but now they make money even in a different way, because they're continuing to generate on streaming, and because there's more and more content outlets that are popping up that are generating revenue, whether that be TV shows on YouTube that become super popular, or on other cable platforms that, or digital platforms. I mean, now, you know, you have NBC streaming, right? Well, now all these different platforms like Amazon and Apple Music and Netflix, and they're all creating massive amounts of content. And let's not forget the little kids at home who are posting their video on YouTube and on Facebook video platform of their favorite song. And that when that happens, and if it goes viral or something like that, those views create that consumption creates revenue, and the artists get paid on that, or the rights holders gets paid on that. So there's all these new revenue streams that are happening, and they are happening, and they're creating dependable regular revenue like a company, like any kind of GE or, you know, Fortune 500 company. I'm not saying it's the same amount of revenue, but I am saying it's dependable. And that's what's important to Hypnosis Song Fund, and that's what's important to Royalty Exchange, is that it's dependable. If it's trending a little downward, doesn't matter. If it's trending upward, doesn't matter, but even better. But the fact that it's relatively consistent means that it's bettable. You can bet on that cash flow, take out loans against it to generate money to do other things and make other investments that you want to make, and then come back and pay that, because it's a dependable revenue stream. It's sophisticated in the financial world, but music catalogs have moved into massive, massive amounts of, they're an asset class now. And guys, this just is super huge for artists too, because as the indie world continues to grow, as more and more, I mean, you know, as an indie artist, an individual indie artist, you don't have a huge footprint. But the fact that you're an indie artist and you are generating revenue on Spotify, again, we talked about the 8,700 indie artists like you that generated at least $50,000 in revenue on Spotify, which means that's easily 75 to 100 grand in total streaming revenue across all of the streaming platforms that are available for any one of those artists, times 8,700. Do the math, guys. This is big bucks. The music industry is coming back. It's going to be bigger than it ever was, because there's much more outlets to generate revenue, and it's easier to get that music there and to get it licensed. And the guys, you pick the best time to be an artist. Okay. So I hope this makes your day. I'll put the links to the podcast. I recommend you listen to the podcast. You should know who Merck is. You should get at least a working just sort of understanding of how this works. I'm not expecting you to be a student of the game after reading these two articles and listening to that one podcast, but you're going to be more informed than every other one of your counterparts. And, today it's all about being where the labels aren't. And right now they're not in your feed. They're not in, be where the labels aren't. That's all I can say. And I don't have the list in front of me. I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about with that. But anyway, guys, I hope this made your day. So once again, sending your questions to info@daredevilproduction.com. Put Pick Johnny's Brain in the subject line, and we will get back to you and possibly read that question on the air. And if you need a consultation, by all means, we want to help you connect the dots on your personal situation and help you get to a point of revenue sooner than later. So just same email address, info@daredevilproduction.com. Just put consultation in the subject line and we'll get something on the books. All right, guys, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Take care.
Social media.
Challenge accepted.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.